Actor, he was giving example what a Meister Gevura says to the Elton Yid that after Mishias wants to come along to Yeshiva Smir and he broke his leg and he comes in a wheelchair, comes to Yeshiva, and this is Mamish Gevura to conquer Torah, is to come with the stubbornness, that's learning, that's what we have to do. This is Gevura. Schus there. We have Flush Lame of Rabbi Chaya Sotmalka. Fine, we end off the sugya of what Shiva said, past Friday, catch Shemati on the bus. This is some yid, a hilgi yid. Just to start off with the end of the last time the sugya of Estes, so a shiloh that past week came up, which is a fascinating shiloh, is Nagel. The base main shita is that when you have a vest aruko, and then you have a vest ktsaro, the ktsaro is not oikad aruko. For example, let's say an isha sees on the 28th, then she saw a plug of 26 days later, she has to be choshe for 26 and for 28. Now the klal is, when you have a plug, when do you keep the plug? On the same oino of the vest beforehand. I mean, let's say you saw a plug of 28 at night, next time it's 28 at night. You saw 30 during the day, next time it's 30 during the day. Very simple. What happens when you have 28 you saw at night and then 26 during the day? That means you have a base mayor, you're going to keep 26 and 28. But now when you keep 20, you have 28 at night and 26 during the day, so the next time we just have 26 you do during the day. And what's 28? You keep the last oino, which is at the day, or do you go 28 you do at night, you do the new oino. The oino of the day or the night? So this week you plugged it into the computer, and the computer gave the old oino. That means, again, when that person first had 28 at night, 26 during the day, it gave the 28 at night, the old oino, which is the first thing that happened to you. So, look at the Sheva Levi, it says, no, you get the new oino, which needs a beer out of it. What's the swerve for to get the new oino? The holy side of the base mayor was you would not oiker the old oino, which is 28 at night, so who should keep the old oino? Why the new oino? So it explains that how do you count a flog as days? A flog is better than count days. We don't count oinos. We count days, and then we put up on the last oino. What's the svara for that? It's explained, there are really two different vestas a person has. He has a vestas of days, and then we put up by the last oino. So the fact he went from night to day, he was oiker already the oino of night. That oino was oiker. The flog, he wasn't oiker. Therefore, what do you do? You go from 28, then you go to 26, you keep both 26 and 28, instead the Oinish both of them are going to be at the day point, because day was Oiker the night. Therefore, which Oinah do you keep? To keep the last Oinah, even inside the flock of the base mayor, which is the Oinah, which was not the Oinah that you had it on. Imangus Kiddush. So I asked the Chomim recently, and I asked the Mamash, I called the person on the phone who usually knows everything, and they know. This is not clear. So this morning, Baruch Hashem, I bought me and Maisa with a computer together from us. So Maisa, the Chut Hashoni in Hilchus Rivis, in the back, and Kribis and Yonim, he says, no, Maisa, what you do like the base mail, you go like the 26, when you keep 26, counting that day, you go 28 by the last item, which is that night. The 2 minutes beforehand. Also, the Bushi Ozbi, not from Biasha that way. And the Siddur Tara explains, he says, what's the reason why I keep Vesh and the Kavur? It's that make me make a Vesh Kavur. The only way you can't make a vest kimono is the same way, you know. That's one way to it. Or you can also tie in the coin to the vase svarish body. Let's say you keep the amal. The amal means you saw, let's say, 28 at night, 26 during the day. So the choshe 2 days later, 28, you switch to the day now. Because you already oike the night to the day. Coin to the amal, you keep 2 days later. Coin to the taz, you keep 2 days later. You switch night to day, you might as well say the svarish. Maisa vase says it, and Maisa, what do you have to ask you up? By that time, an interesting shadow came up this week, and if anyone can bring rayas to it, or makaras to it, I'd love to hear. Fine. After a person has, in the mayvest, standard procedures, Issa usually sees dam, and therefore the halacha of seeing dam is very simple. The simon shogun aruch, the first says an Issa what she has to do is she counts 5 days. That means she counts the day that she herself saw. The reason why those 5 days you cannot become Torah, because the shikh v'zer was being peddled, was re-metama person. And even though we say that Loka is dafka 3 days, maybe she'll have, she's still a ben hashmoshes. Therefore, give a get to 5 days. Therefore, there are more paskins, the bnei ashkenaz certainly, Mitzvah, the Shlodim, but the Bnei Ashkenaz Paskin, that we count 5 days. After 5 days, what they do, you first do a Hefzik. That means, let's say today is Monday, so a Monday. 5 days later, which comes out on Friday night, before Friday night, you make a Hefzik before Shkiel. Then you put in the Moich before Shkiel. L'chadchila, everyone puts in the Moich, leave it in until you get to night time. Then you take it out, if it's clean, then you have something called the Zayin Nikiyim. So again, it's a very simple way to do, 5 days, Hefzik, Moich. After that, during the Zayin Nikiyim, the Nahog is Zayin Nikiyim Pinoki, you should not see any dam. Therefore, first, what the Noshim do, they put on Big Day Levoinim, they put on white undergarments. Now, if they see on the white undergarments, if they see a shear of a kesem less than a gris, is the Hanok is 19 millimeters or less than the size of a penny, since we assume there's no gosha, avada is mutl hatchil, no problem. You don't even have to ask your rov, it's less than a penny. Maisa is not shali, even though it's red, but who cares, the size of a gris has to be more than the size of a penny. So you wear white. Now the Chazal say that you should also put on your bed white sheets. Now, says this form is Manenu also, even though she wears undergarments that are tight, in those days they did not because they wanted to breathe, and our day is not a problem, we wear cotton undergarments, but still, the Nahoga is that the Noshim should put on white on their bed, which has Zainakim, said the Nahoga, should boy, all this form agree, that's what you should do. It's a Ma'akiv of Adonat, Avad, you should put white on the beds. Now, so again, so you wear white, and you put white on the beds. Now, just an Eitzel, let's say an Isha does spot, and therefore less than a Gris is not a problem. More than a Gris, come out, if it's red, it'll be Tomei. And they say, just very simple, change the undergarments constantly, because if it starts building up, you have more than a Gris. Therefore, Isha has a problem of spotting. If you see something right away, don't put it right back on, or she should have in mind to switch every hour. And if you switch every hour, and every time is less than a Gris, no problem, that they're not starved together. And therefore, if you change your undergarments constantly, it's mutl, chatchila, no problem, that's what you should do. If you have a problem, it's outstanding, Shaboy. Now, during the Zainakim, what do two pedikas, l'chadchilo, one in the morning, one when you wake up, and one before Shkia. Now, that's what you do l'chadchilo, we do that for 7 days. But yeah, but you have to ask you all, but that's about what you do l'chadchilo. Now, the whole sugya of Ketzem, we're not going to go through some kufsadik, because Ba'ik is not negated as Manenu, because we wear undergarments that are tight, and come out, nothing is negated except undergarments itself, which again, once is less than a gris, and more than a gris, you can have a shayli after ask you all. Otherwise, the whole sim is a 54 sifim. To us, we would come out as not negate the whole entire sim. So we hold namastarif. If they're two separate places, the undergarments is namastarif. Our problem is usually it's very close to each other. Sometimes it's one top of each other. Therefore, they just say, just switch undergarments. You have a stain there, change. That's the mutl chilo. Now, fine, so then what do you do? Get to start off, do Hefzik, Moich, Zainakim, two Badikas. Then we leave to the Mehat Tefillah, the day of the Mikvah. Now, to get to the day of the Mikvah, there are Bikah, two Sukkot in the Shulchan Aruch, one Mitzad Chatzitzas and one Mitzad Chafifa. Two different Yonim, one's Ma'akim, Mitzad Chatzitzas Shaboy, one's the Chafifa as a Mesakin, then the Raiso. So first, any Mitzad Chatzitzah, based upon Indian on the Sukkot in Sukkot, Gemara Nito, Gemara Vavakamo, Gemara is very clear. That something that is roiv covers roiv your body and a person's makbid is in their iso. Something that's, let's say, only one or the other, it's only roiv, but not makbid. Which only makbid is not roiv, it's in their abonim. However, less than that, it's not roiv, it's not makbid, it's mutl chachilah midrabonim. That's clear. Come along the Ramah, and the Ramah says, mini klal iso already is, Bnei Ashkenaz, is that we move everything, even if it's not roiv, even if you're not makbid, lamaisa, remove everything. Therefore, practically, negate chatzitzah is very simple. What do? Remove everything. Now, just to speak out the cases, first I discuss, what about makeup? Do you have to remove it or not? The halacha is that something that's lenoi, or something that's chazusa of alma, that's not tangible, makeup, but the end is mutter. However, what do we do? Lamaisa, we remove all makeup, remove all nail polish, remove all hair coloring, all these things, we go like Ramah, it's nichol negedin Ramah, like chatchila, we remove everything. They discuss, what about if you don't have any makeup, let's say it's Friday night, the chasar mitzad sneas, and therefore people want to know why you're not wearing Friday night makeup because you went to the mikvah. The Maisa still says the Paiskim, you have no hetzer to wear makeup, even though it's only, it's more to be the Eved, still says the Moshe, the Paiskim is still this nichol the samah, and therefore the chadchila remove all things, including makeup. Now the get is very clear, you take off all jewelry, even though it's loose upon you, and therefore all float in the water, so the Paiskim of Adri remove it. You clean all different orifices, different holes in your body, the eyes, the nose, the kodoma, the corner of your eyes, even contacts. Agama Moshe once say that b'di'evit, or even maybe you can leave it inside, but the hanhaga about it is to remove the contacts, take off your bandages. Now, there is a shiloh. contacts?
Yes.
Quinta Moshe depends how you paskin. Machlokes are paskin. So suga machlokes are Moshe, it's mutter. Won't make you go back. Oh, this is not a mach. Removal of bandages. Now there are certain cases that the paskin discuss. What condition? When you wash your hair, dan hogit by mitzad chafifo, you have to wash your komi here and separate the knots. Can you put on conditioner? So the Marikoyen says it has no tangibility. You know, he wants a tiny smut chadchila. However, the pashtus is lefidah amal. Once he says you should remove everything, therefore the pitaro from Lakewood, he tiny's nichol that is conditioner, and therefore lechadchila you should not use conditioner because nichol is gather that you should not have anything upon you, and these small particles, and therefore the pashtus is you should not use conditioner because it's made to stay on these small particles in your hair that make it very soft and smooth, and therefore the pashtus you should not use conditioner either.
Makes it shiny also.
Shiny. So something there, whatever is there, whatever they do it for. There is mamoshes that you cannot really feel, but you can sense. So mitzad avadis na ma'akev zichlin get of noy chazus ba'almo. And it's noy ba'almo na vadis mutu b'di'evet. But l'chadchil l'chul you should not put it on. You should not have any shampoo that has l'chadchil l'chitar. It says any shampoo that has conditioner which is made to leave certain things on here, you should not have l'chadchil. Marakoyen says mutu l'chadchil. Pashas should not be mutu l'chadchil. No, it doesn't. So it comes off, it washes off, it doesn't stay in your body. It does not stay in your body. Anything that's made to stay in your body you should not do. When you take a shower, you don't use moisturizer, use conditioner. Who should not use conditioner? Also, what about after you take a shower, use deodorant? They say the two problems using deodorant. One, they can involve the mitzad that is, again, something that's stuck upon you, which is like a healer, a you shouldn't do a gambit, the ebit, because won't be a problem. But usually when you spray, and if you have cirrus there, it makes it stick together. And therefore, l'chura, if you get involved with the shadow of cirrus, and l'chura, you get a problem over there. Therefore, all plus can be you should not use deodorant afterwards, because it sticks here together. Then you get involved with each mokum by itself. It might even be get a rave, might be even a ma'akim to avolim. Therefore, vada, you should not use deodorant, and l'chura also, vada, no, you should not use l'chura conditioner. Fine, so those are the basic things mitzad chatzitza. Again, the very simple way you're supposed to do it, just remove everything, and the best thing l'chura is that I see a lot of noshim have, or stores sell, or mikvahs give out, these checklists. Sometimes noshim forget exactly what to remove, or what to have to check in the body. There's a little small card, usually it's laminate, it's very nice, there's some design on it for the noshim. So far, and therefore, that's usually the best thing to have every month. They don't exactly know, you might know the sugya, they don't. The best thing is always to have a checklist, or numerous books. They have a checklist. The art school has a special ladies' book for Jewish femininity. They all have lists exactly what you should do. That's clearly the best thing to take with them to know exactly what to check before they go to the mikvah. Another thing they discussed with Tachatzitza, the end of removing your nails, that we came close out to getting the gate to Geizes. Now, the reason why you have to remove your nails is different reasons among the swarm, either because that since underneath your nails there's dirt there. It might be a get of mitzad hakapoda. It depends if it's connected avos or not connected avos. Therefore, the nahogi is lalocha that we should cut the nails all the way down as close as possible to be without hurting yourself. And that's the chor which the nahogi should be. That's one reason. Or the reason the raiva koyim lekotzer could cut it something. But again, you say shabbat, you have to cut it down lechatchila all the way down without hurting yourself. Now, but yeah, but if you don't,
that's why it's chatzitza.
The raiva sounds like a different sort. Koyim lekotzer cuts it something.
Yeah.
What happens with the Evan? Again, before we're discussing with you what to do with the Evan, in most cases, anyway, you're going to have to ask yourself what to do, and also if you know what the getter of the Evan means. You came home, you're still in the mikvah, or you already lunch and bailo. Another case, again, chatzit is what about to your teeth? So, the law is very simple. First, you have to brush your teeth, before you should even floss the teeth, but make sure the floss does not get broken and stuck in between your teeth, and you should floss it, clean it well. Now, based upon this, since our teeth get food stuck inside of it very easily and simply, and therefore, even though the water does not have to get to your teeth, kol ha'roi l'pila ein pila makeves, it's roi for water to come there, it's not ma'akev, as long as you don't clench your mouth together, as long as it's normal. However, it cannot have a chatzitza there, and a chatzitza can design its ma'akev, certainly nichol together, v'ramal, l'chatzitza you shouldn't have any chatzitzas inside your mouth. Therefore, came along with l'mhoga of chazal, that person should not eat meat on the day of the going to the mikvah. Now, what's the halacha? Meat says the paskin means meat and chicken. It means even chopped meat, the pasha says. However, soup is not a problem, even though it's a chicken soup, because it's not going to be stuck between your teeth. However, meat and chicken and hogas and mice you should not eat. Based upon this, they stay upon svara, which is not a tikkun of chazal. Therefore, you should not have popcorn get stuck between your teeth. You should not have any corn. You should not have any taffies, sunflower seeds. these things practically get stuck between your teeth, and you can find them or you feel them in your mouth an hour or two later, and then when you come back from the mikvah, you have to find these things between your teeth, you'll have a problem, you're going to have to go eskirov. Therefore, they advise, based upon this halacha, of not eating meat, and the word you should not eat anything that gets stuck between your teeth. Now, this Indian not eating meat, come over the place, can say this, dafka, when she may chol, but not by Sudas mitzvah. Meaning, for example, Shabbos and Yontif Avad is mutchat chilo, Avad you're allowed to eat meat. Another example that discussed Purim is coming up. So let's say Lel Purim is Lel Tfilo. So the ik of the place was machlokes. The ik of the place can say there's a mitzvah to have basar on Purim. Granted, the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Hilchos Yontif in Tavkuf Chav Tes in Chelik Hei the end, it brings down the Mishnah Mitzagiv Atzim Mnei Tshuva Shloi Achal Basar Lel Shes Yain. Someone who's Mitzad Tshuva should not eat basar Yain. Comes Chanukah Purim and Chiv Ipas of Yain. You look who is quoting the Beis Yaakov is a Tshuva to Noshim. The Isha by accident smothered her child, want to do shuva. So Maisa there was, the Rav said she should not eat Bas of Yain the whole entire week, except for Shabbat and Chanukah Purim. She has a Chiv Bas of Yain. So this is the Maramachim, the Mishabu brings down that Noshim also should eat Bas on Purim. Now, Stam on Purim doesn't mean Basar, it means even chicken. A lot of places will say it means Dafka Basar. Machlaikis, but the way the Hashulch on the Yavit says it means Dafka Basar, and Huda Nichol, that is also Noshim, that we can get out of Basar. And therefore, that reason, if Lel Tfilah comes down on Purim, Maisin of the Ikh of the place can say, you should have the getter of Basar, she's Mutul Chathilo, there's not Nichol in the Stakono. Also, she's just Mitzvah, the place can say, he's a Chasno. Chasno is Chlor. Other cases, Sher Brachas, Bar Mitzvahs, Milas, Brismilam, Kutayim, that's Machlaikis, the place can, you have to ask a Shiloh. But in general, it means any real mitzvah, certainly Shabbos, Yontif, Lel Purim, or Chasna, then about it is not different as Hanhoga, and Lechatchila you have Basar, and you should have Basar. It's the idea of Simcha Shabbai. Another Hanhoga negated to eating, Mitzad, your teeth get stuck in between, or they stay there, is that true that during the day of Avada you're allowed to eat, but once you do Chafifa, or once you already went, you checked yourself out, and let's say you're home, you want to eat something, came along the Halacha and says you should not eat after you do Chafifa. You should not eat. And based upon this, what's the reason? When you eat, you always have the little piece of stuff to your mouth, and you feel it. You can see it a half hour later, an hour later, you feel it. Therefore, I know there's a mice in Nezhim Uchevet, the Isha, she did chafifo, she ate a piece of cake, went to the mikvah, and the burqa told her she has to go back to the mikvah. Why? The mice that look as even super can be mikvah. And he said, yeah, but she went within a half hour. But there's always pieces in it, it's not a shiloh. The vada they stick to you, so it's kamad vadai. Therefore, there's another mice that's living down Sheva Kalsi, same Shaili, Paskins. Now, mice that you cannot eat afterwards. Now, if it happened a couple of hours later, she went to mikvah, Pasha's already cleaned out naturally your mouth. But after Chafifa, the way you're supposed to go to mikvah is right away, Samoch. Therefore, you'll have a baya. You cannot eat after Chafifa. Now, sometimes Noshim don't know this. However, drinking in the mice is closed mutter, no problem, we stuck. Therefore, the longest drinking says the place can be allowed. But eating in the mice, you cannot eat after Chafifa. Another Nhogan again to Chatzitza, which is Chashaboy, is that a person says a Poiskim should not knead dough or play with Shaiba with wax on when the day they're going to the mikvah. Reason is, these things stick to your hands and it's very hard to clean off, even when you do a Maisa of Chafifa. Based upon this, the Poiskim is called, therefore, you should not look at Chila do glue, or let's say your gananas, be very careful of things that you use when you're around with the kids. Things stick to a person, and therefore, you should be makbid and trying not to touch dough or things that are stick to you. However, let's say you always make challahs to cover Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, that's your derech. The Paiskim is Mokka Mitzvot, one of could be as Nichol and Ezra's Takhono, and brought down the Halacha Sim Reshman Beis, that body can make challahs Erev Shabbos. They say maybe it's advised to wear gloves, it should not stick to you. Mitzvah that Takhono Shabbat, that Takhono was only was Shloim Mokka Mitzvot, not to cover Shabbos, that a person should not, again, touch dough, otherwise the cover Shabbos is Mutter Mekah Adin, and therefore you should add some wear gloves.
Why is it?
Ashlayim, but these things are naturally stick to you, they stay. Even the ayin, so especially dough, you don't always see it, you don't always see it. That's how it is. Then of the Simen Mitzad Chatzitza discusses the idea of being a tznua when you're going to the mikvah. The more ends off, anyone says, not a tznua, and the Rambam finds out about it, he ends off with Or Sheikhav Imam Behema, Apostle Matayo. And therefore, you have to be very makbe mitzad snias, not to megala. Says the Pesach does not mean only for men. Isha should be make yourself snua from. Even from Noshim, should not tell her friends. Should not go as a group to the mikvah, not go to tzadamin. So, chsar mitzad snias shabai. Are you allowed to lie mitzad snias? So, all the Pesach can say, based upon the Gemara in El Metzias, the Gemara over there says three things that a person, a Tamachokim, was allowed to lie about. One of the things the Gemara says is Puryo. where the symbol that Olam says over is there are three things Ilai Lai about the Rosh Tevis is Emes, Alf Mem Tov. Emes stands for Achila, Mishnah, and Tashmish, or the other way they say it over, Achila, Mita, and Torah. That means for Torah, also being a Balkai, the Mosa Ilai Lai, Achila, where exactly you ate Ilai Lai, and for Tashmish, for Tsneus, for Mita, Ilai Lai, the Mosa is clearly. Therefore, someone asks you where you're going, why you're going there, Avada, you have to make up stories and speak what they like, and make up anything and speak. Means Avada should might as much as he can, try to say Beis Ampe, but otherwise, if a person asks you, they're going to find out, Avada, Chathila, Ilai Lai, Mokman, Tsayach, why be said Tsneus, Shaboy? Now, Derech Agos, since Purim is coming up, the Maramokim for lying means that Tsneus is the word Purya in the Gemara. Purya, Rashi says, it means Tashmish Mito, Purya is a definition of it for Mito. So come along with another definition of the place can mean now. What does Purya mean? It says the Marsha, Purim. Purim. What does that mean? Purya la la mita Purim. Come along with the Marsha. And the Marsha says that a person is allowed to make believe ad lo yada. He's allowed to lie for that and make believe is ad lo yada. Therefore, when I was in high school, when I was in 12th grade, Chaim Siegel that Sally got up and discussed how we're supposed to make believe and we're kind of the mitzvah that way of ad lo yada. Therefore, that was the first year they decided Chaim Berlin not to give out wine, we only give out water, and everyone here should make believe. And then afterwards, he praised everyone how Gvaldik he made believe. It was as if he could not even tell them no one here didn't have any wine. It was godless, it was kind of Mashal Kedikunoi. Father Mice, if you read Ethan Mashal slowly, the Mashal does not say even Chaim ad lo yada. Hashem says, you let a lie and make believe become at Loyota. And the teaching Emes Yaakov says exactly why. Either Mitzad the guy is lying because he cannot drink wine, Mitzad Hezek to his body, Mitzad Hezek, or Mitzad Bush is embarrassed, he can't kind of Mitzad Kedikunoi. However, there is an Amuk Yosef on the Sugya, and that's Zion of Beza Mekila, and he says, what is the definition of at Loyota? He says, the definition is, the din is, to make believe, the Pidachus, as if people think it's at Loyota. That is the Dakoni, Mekind the Mitzvah. Fine, so therefore, people you think are really ad lo yada, this mamish kenzai and nichlik and the mashal, the nuki yosef. Fine, and therefore, certain people is much better to make kaim in that way than doing it other ways. Fine. So you think, you know, it's a fake. Fine, that's mitzad the inim chatzitza. Next thing, the kufs alakas inim chafifa. Chafifa is basically just the way of. I'm not sure why the Shulchan Aruch has it in that order. The Chor should have been the Chafif and then Chatzitza, but fine. But the end of Chafifa is the aside of basically removing any Chatzitzas you have on top of you. Now, it's one of the 10 Tekunas as in the Sakin. The Gemara discusses the Baba Kama, the Chor, the wife, the only Rabbana, the Chor, definitely get a Deraisa. What comes out, Maskon of the Sugya, is Be'ikah, the Deraisa, it just be Ma'ain into your guf. As in the Sakin, to wash and to comb basically your hair. After that came along the Gemara and says you should wash your komto, your crevices in your body, basically underarms. And the Ran already says the minute you climb your soul was ready to wash your entire guf. Therefore, basically, what is Chafifa negated to us? Is we wash our entire guf, we go into the shower, into the bath, or, and we comb our hair, take out the wraps from here, and that's nichol negated mitzad Chafifa. Now, the Amhoga, what's brought down, what a person should do, is that you should do it from the Shach or the Marshal, is that we go inside for an hour, inside the, take care of ourselves at Tzrochim, out into the bath, or really take care of our chafifa, take for an hour. Now, when Moshe is allowed to ask an hour, it means if you had time and no one was bothering you, how long would you be there to take care of all your chatzitzas? It'll take you 40, 50 minutes or an hour, whatever it is, when you have all the time in the world and no one's bothering you, that's again what should be over here, which comes out an hour, some people's less, depends how long your hair is, depends how many, how clean or dirty you are, whatever the get is, always that should be over here. And the shah means, Be'erach HaShah doesn't mean you have to time it and you watch and you're finished like 40 minutes, you sit there, does nothing. That's not nichol the gedder of an hour. The halach is, whatever, when she has time for rachlis. Now therefore, a person should go and send aside water. Clearly, halacha should be hot water. Most mikvahs have hot water. Poshim is only b'shach and chak. Otherwise, lukewarm water. And it has to be with hot water. Now, this is Shiloh, the one I'm starting with, is that should a person be mevatel seder to go home and to watch the kids, so the Isha could go to the mikvah and do her chafifa during the day or not. What's the shaila? That what is the reason for chafifa? Come along the Rishonim, and they discuss really two main reasons. Rashi says the reason why we do chafifa, and Rashi says ikkah chafifa should be done during the day. Even though you're going to the mikvah only at night, the ikkah chafifa is during the day. So a person should not be bohol, a person should not be wildered, overwhelmed, that right now I am mutter, why am I in the mikvah, and not to be bohol, therefore the ikkah is during the day. That's Rashi's shita, and the Shach says that ikkah alof l'maisah, Rashi's ikkah shita. Asad HaShani, the shilta, based upon the sugya in the Gemara, says the ikkah is that the chafifah should be samach l'tfilasai. There's no yisod of having it during the day. The whole yisod of the Gemara is, let's say, going to the mikvah at 9 o'clock at night. According to Rashi, it should be be'ikah during the day, 5 o'clock today. And according to the shilter, it should be when samach, it should be 9 o'clock at night going to the mikvah. They should used to do chafifah before, and 8 till 9. Should be samach to it. The poskim say the ikah is like the shilters. The way the Rosh says, we're machma for both. It should be sai b'yoyim as bol, sai samach, the yoyim should lead into the night. That's what Rosh says. And therefore the Mechaber says this way, brings out lokal maisa to be machma mitzah both. And therefore the Mahogah should be that we should machma for both. That means what you should do, you should start during the day, be mamshach in the tonight, and then at night, go right away into the mikvah. Therefore, that's the Mahogah, coming with Swam, they discuss, shum about stern seder, right now shkia is be'erach 5:25. What should she do, lechatchila? Go to the mikvah at 5:15, start at chafifa, finish whatever at 6:15, 5:06, finish and then, go to the mikvah. Maisha, you have kids at home, who's going to watch them? Get a babysitter, sometimes the son of Tatsinius, Ladaf can get a babysitter who's available from 5 to 6. So should the husband go home, Mavatl Seder, to Mitzad is in the chafifa, that's the mile that's hung, goes brought down the Shulchan Aruch. So, among the swarm is the Shaila, the way how the Shaila Levi, the Monsieur Orbach, and the Moshe Albasham says, yeah, Maisa, since Maisa, this is the Ikka Tekona, this is the best thing to do. Maisa certainly lessens the tension in the house, and that's the Maisa, the holy side of Rashi, is should not be bohol, and Maisa lessens the tension. But it shows maybe the Inno Chiba that you care, and you came home from Vatl Seder, and therefore they want time now about Yishum Vatl Seder. Now those who want to disagree, Yobiyashu says come on, only at night, Shnam Vatl Seder, Chodashani says depends if you have a Chavusi, don't have a Chavusi. But the Pasha is the Maisa, that the hashkofa, the whole yisoid behind the inin of doing chafifa during the day is shloi yabol. Well, that's the swar why a person should be mevatel seder, unless maybe a chavus finds out, which I'm not sure why they should, because unless you can't figure out why the world the person is leaving for. But otherwise, if you know chasam mitzatzniyis, the pasha is you should go home. It's, again, it's the inin, the whole yisoid of Rashi shloi yabol, less tension. Boy, it could be it shows in the chibo. No, it should be lead one to another. It should not be just a half second between. Because then it's not the whole reason of bahul. You might have a problem of ball still.
So. Well, you have a night.
No, you don't. You have touch. Well, you say the ball is. You say the ball. Why during the day? It should not be ball. Might have to go to the mikvah now. I have to do my chavifa because I have to go to the mikvah. It's tension. That's not looking to get with chilo. If you want to make madrigas to boy passions, what it should do, first, the best level is, the person really should do, is she should go to the mikveh during the day, and start up chafifa during the day, and go into the, and lead into the night. That means right now, as you're saying, Shkia is 5:25, she should go, not even do a chafifa at home, she should chatchila go to the mikveh at 5 o'clock, start a chafifa then, finish at 6, or whatever you go, if you go over Bain Tam, whatever the getter is, and finish at, whenever you finish at night time, tseis, whatever you get at tseis, and then go to the mikveh, that's the best thing. The second level to do is that you should go to the mikvah at night and do the hour in the mikvah, and then you should go to tefillah. Why the hour? The hour b'tzad Rashi should not be bohol. And then also, and in summer, you have the ready the shilta. The third level is bad sub, is then do the chafifa in your house during the day. That's only a third level. Why? Because then it's not summer. And then go to the mikvah, and at the mikvah do a little bit, take a shower, and comb your hair, and then go to the mikvah. A fourth level, which the Ulam seems to, a lot of people seem to do, is really, it's only a fourth level. The last level is in the house, a person should spend an hour there. After you spend an hour there, then go to the mikvah and then spend your 15, 20 minutes of combing here and taking a shower. You have to understand, it's really the last level what to do. The best thing we're supposed to do is go to the mikvah. Again, you have two problems here. One mitzat samuch, one mitzat bohol. Therefore, you want to get both. If both is mitzat samuch, you should do everything in the mikvah. Like chilo, people don't like doing the mikvah, they don't like being around people, I'm not sure why. They just like doing it in the house, it's more comfortable. But Etzim, the best thing is, first of all, you should do everything in the mikvah. Now, and when you should do it in the mikvah, you start during the day. Once you drive, they time that you should do a new kalachas, a new shower, right, some kind of shower, and come here again. It's not some mamish. Sometimes. No, the problem is usually what happens, if you do it in the house, you get dressed, and you go, it's there in the mikvah, you don't get redressed, it's funny, well, we just walk down the hall. If you start during the day, first of all, there's very few people there. That's my wife tells me this fact. because no one seems to really do this. And I don't know, why is the ball for? 5 o'clock, Tashmish is Chatzos.
People start coming when it gets late.
What?
People start coming when it gets late.
People start coming, first, most people start coming 7, 8, 9, 10. So usually, that's the facts. That's the Oyum says over. Now, so you get more ball, if you come at 7 o'clock, you probably more ball than more people waiting than they're coming at 5 o'clock. You come 5, the only ones that are there usually are Kalas and some older people, and otherwise no one's there. That's the right thing to do. Now, Mitzad Moshe Shabbos, also you want to kind both in Yonim, Samach, and also the Indian Mitzad Bol. So Shabbos will exactly do, come on the place, come on Machma for both. Therefore, Me'ikah did, we do all Chafifa Erev Shabbos, everything as if you're going to the Mikvah. Then Moshe Shabbos, you do Ktas means we take a shower again and we comb our hair. Now what about can you put on makeup on Shabbos? You did the Chafifa, everything Erev Shabbos. Can you put on makeup on Shabbos? If come on the place, come and say, Ma'isi La'i Basa on Shabbos, Mitzad Mitzvah Shavoy. So their only is to wear makeup. Just like they can put on ephosis at the place, they can put on makeup, it's no problem. I myself, you have to make sure you put on makeup that's able to be washed off on the Shabbat, that's poshut. Just like they can eat basur, who then they can put on makeup. Who are they more only their makeup than they have in their basur? That's the poshut.
She could eat
basur
if she had to go there at night, but she can't wear makeup if she had to go there at night. Why should she be doing
Jewish
going the next night?
No, she
had to go there at night.
And when she do
chafifa, she's allowed to eat basa that day.
Before she's allowed to put on makeup also. Before she did chafifa that night, she's allowed to put on makeup. It's only after chafifa.
It is after.
So after you can eat basa either. You can eat anything. Well, you should go. You shouldn't eat anything. No, no, you shouldn't eat basa.
Make it early.
I'm talking about before.
Early
Shabbos, make machlokes the place can what do. Shabbos the third. God, those want to make. Those want to argue on the point. Speak Shabbos. Make it early Shabbos. Fine, that means in the Mitzad Chafifa. Now, after Chafifa, the person Isha goes to the mikvah, she makes a bracha. The Bnei Ashkenaz make a bracha after she toivah one time. Different hoggers have it. How many times do we toivah? 2, 3, 6, 9, 5, whatever hogger have, that's the mice we do. Mice the bracha is after the first time. Now, after you come from the mikvah, so the Vortan Shulchan Aruch, what about taking a shower after the mikvah? So Olam over here on Shabbos, Daf Yudal Nun Aleph, one that the Kanaas over there says, Roish v'ruba v'mayim shuvim, a person will metame a person. Why? It's exero, because a person might think that what's being metare you, the shower's being metare you, and not the mix is being metare you, therefore we're exero not to take a shower. Now come on the Rishonim, they argue, is this Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Yudal, a case by Daf, by Chumo, by Kodshim, or even by a case of Nido? Machlokes Rishonim, the Maisa, there are more passages in Lechumra, there are more on Seifsim and Reish Aleph, brings down. Halacha is even by a case of a Nida Labailo. Maestro, the Goin argues, the Goin over there says, like the other Rishonim, so no, the Ikka is for Kodshim. Therefore, based upon this, first of all, the Halacha usually is follows Ramah. And then I'm going to swam say, Lechatchila, person, after they, let's say they're in the mikvah still, they come back to the mikvah, and there's a shower in the room, they should not take a shower. The Fida Amor should not take. Now, if she's an Isthmus, you have to ask her up. Otherwise, the Chori should not take a shower. It gets the whole Tekon of the Ramon. She might think, different Gedra of the Tekon, she might think this is being Matara. Therefore, she should not take a shower. Now, the question is, once she gets home, how far is this Gedra? How far can you not take a shower? Moishe is a Tshuva, person in the mountains. Isha goes to the Mikvah, let's say Tuesday night. Husband's not coming back till Friday. And not gonna now, what to do exactly mitzad sleeping at night, mitzad sakono, fine, they say either put a knife or whatever different, what mitzad sakono is separate Indian. Well, mitzad the Indian will take a shower, the Israel can't take a shower until Friday. So what about even that night, I come home. So Moshe goes until the next day, can't take a shower. Until the next day. Therefore, my clothes are placed, once you get home, some swarm want to go, once you get home, it's said, it's not a mokum mikvah. But Moshe and others go, the gedder is what? Until the next day. However, the Pashas is a place can say, but let's say you already had Tashmish, and the Vada you see that what was Matara the Mikvah, then after Tashmish, the Vada you can take a shower. It's not a Shiloh. The whole Shiloh of Moshe, the Pashas is only when the husband's not around, until when Lamaisa is a getter that a person cannot take a shower, because you might think the shower is being Matara her. What's the getter? The place can say, the next day, or come home, Maslokes, but I'll place can mock until the next day. However, once you have Tashmish, the Vada is smooth. After Tashmish, the Vada, if you want to take a shower, Vada is smooth, that's the Pashas. So it wasn't one say Shakravis, Rav Dov finds you want to say Dafka Tashmish, Yish Lotan. As far as good, I don't know what's Yish Lotan. Fine, Maisa, that's so we don't take a shower until, again, either until Tashmish or until the next day. Now what happens after the mikvah, she comes back, and the first thing the halacha is, she should say Tavalti, or Tan Lalacha, she should say I'm Tovel, or she's Tovel. Otherwise, until then, Maisa, all the halachas do apply. Fine.
The Iker, then she has to say.
Yeah, she has to say or show. Yeah. Otherwise, you have a problem. Now, afterwards.
You don't bother anything.
How do you know about that? Fine, yeah, you have to show. So after the ending of coming back home, next leads to Sim Arachayim, Sim Rishman, which everyone is connected to Chazara, for each one onto their own. Just the kids that we went through right now, the past couple of weeks, in all of. Okay, but Pasha is an Echelim, and that one. That's a Pasha. Now, some kids, we went through all the sugars of the Nida that's Negea, and we focused what's Negea. I think we're not Negea, we did not touch. I think we touched every topic except for two topics. One in of our Goshes, we didn't touch. The three different levels of Mitzad HaGosha Boy, and what to do when Isha has an Agosha. And we did not touch in the of Bedikas before and after Tashmish, which if you go like the Shach and Moshe has Ikadin, we don't pass them as any Bedikas before and after Tashmish. Now, the Maisel of Numis Paiskin will say we do have to make a Chazaka, Atzroi Dam Achlas Tashmish. Especially it's all the machmer, and therefore the shell is how far, let's say you marry a couple of years, Avazah says even up to 20 years, his example is Avadi should even make these chazokas, that's a shell exactly what to do practically. Otherwise, all other practical applications, I think we touched in the past couple of weeks. Be'ez Hashem, next week we go to the ending of Purim, which Chodesh, is coming up Sunday, and Seif Zman should not be a Riffian, even though Purim, as I think we mentioned by Tu B'Shvat, Seif Zman and Nisan, that was the Konez Chazal, the Vada of Lito. And Fakert, if anyone can, when I have a choice, would learn, let's say even the Chavrus is not here, should come to Yeshiva, be Mechazik the Oilam, it's better for the Oilam to have more people learning, have more of a Kol HaTorah. And therefore, and Mechazik is good to always stack oneself off, save some man. And there's always more to Chazorah, we spend a lot learning either Nito or the Inyanim during the whole Zman, is tied to either the Chazorah and stack oneself. Right now we're learning the Sugya of Soul Thing.
Sounds like you're in the